Good morning. I want to talk about being a student. Do you think you are a student? Maybe you are an adult and already finished school. I myself already graduated from school, and so I could say that I am no longer a student. I could claim to be an expert. But actually, I don't know too much at all. I am a minister because I don't know much. I am a minister because I want to learn more about the Buddha's teachings. There is really no limit to how much we can learn in this world. There is so much to learn that although I might think I know something today, tomorrow I might very well discover that I was totally wrong. If you're interested in science, you may know that this has happened over and over again in scientific history. At one time, it was believed by many very intelligent people that the Earth was the center of the universe and that it did not move. They believed that the sun rotated round the earth. Later on, some other very smart people figured out that the earth is not the center of everything, and that it is just one of many planets rotating around the sun. That is interesting because the smart people who thought that the sun went round the earth and the smart people who thought the earth went round the sun were both looking at the same sky, the same sun, and the same stars. There are many ways to see and interpret the same things. So no matter how smart we are, we can never say that we are done learning. There is always more to learn, and new ways to see the world around us and to understand ourselves. So we are really all students. In Buddhism, it is especially important to realize this. Buddhism is not a religion that allows us to feel that we have all the answers. In Buddhism, the most important thing is to have the aspiration, the desire to become enlightened. But we can't aspire to be enlightened unless we first realize that we are not enlightened, that we have to learn. A person who wants to become a Buddha is a humble person. A humble person is a student who always bows to the Buddha's wisdom. That is the meaning of Namo Amida Butsu. I bow to Amida, the Buddha of immeasurable wisdom and compassion. If I start to think that I am an enlightened person, that would be a pretty good sign that I am not. A person who truly aspires to be enlightened never thinks of himself or herself that way. He is always seeking wisdom everywhere. He never acts like a teacher, but always like a student. If this is the case, how do we become students? The Buddhist way has always been that when the desire to follow the path arises in us, we should go and find a teacher. However, real teachers are the people who think of themselves as students. They don't advertise themselves, so it's hard to find such a teacher. However, when you are seeking wisdom in your life, you will somehow find teachers. You may find many teachers, but you can only find them if you recognize and appreciate what they have to teach you. One of the most important things that a teacher does for you is help you to realize who you really are. Most of us naturally think that we are the center of the universe, just like they used to think the earth was, and that everything revolves around us. We think we are very important. With this attitude, we cannot really be students. A student sees himself or herself always as an empty vessel, waiting to be filled by wisdom. So if you meet someone who makes you realize that you are not as important as you think you are, then that person is a real teacher to you. Sometimes it is people we don't like who do that for us. So we have to especially appreciate the people who know who give us trouble. Even if they are being unfair to us, we can really learn from them. When we find that we are angry or that we really resent someone, that is a good time to examine ourselves closely. That is the time for self-reflection, a time when we can really see who we are. They say that Shakyamuni Buddha attained Buddhahood all by himself, without a teacher, but that is not really true. Actually, Shakyamuni had many teachers. First of all, he had his father, who tried to teach him that he was the only important person in the world. That's what he did. He tried to keep Shakyamuni, or Siddhartha, as he was then called, from ever seeing any suffering, sickness, unhappiness, or death. Siddhartha's father was afraid that if his son ever saw those things, he would begin to question his life and become a monk, and so forsake his duty to become the next king. That's what did happen. His father could not keep his son from ever encountering suffering, and so inevitably, when he did encounter it, Siddhartha began to question the meaning of his comfortable, privileged life. He became a true student, seeking meaning and wisdom. If Siddhartha's father had not tried to keep suffering away from him, perhaps when he did see it, he did encounter it, it would not have made such a big impression on him. So Siddhartha's father, against his own intention, actually helped his son to begin to question his life, his own importance. And because of this, Siddhartha was able to set out on his path of deep self-reflection. Now, as he went out and on his search, he tried many practices and disciplines. He was really a very humble student. He listened to many teachers and tried every type of spiritual path he could find. But when he was convinced that these did not work, only then did he decide by himself to sit down and to meditate until he had discovered the answer to his profound questions about life. But if it had not been for all of his experiences, all the teachers he met, he couldn't have done it. Bodhisattva Dharmakara, who became Amida Buddha, also had to see himself clearly to become a student before he could begin his Buddhist path. When he received the desire to become a Buddha so that he could save all beings from suffering, at first he was a little self-important in his attitude, as we all are, I think. In the larger sutra, it says that when he met his teacher, the Buddha Lokeshvararaja, he said, "World-honored one, I announce that I have awakened aspiration for the highest perfect enlightenment. I beseech you to explain the Dharma to me fully so that I can perform practices for the establishment of a pure Buddha land. So please teach me how to attain enlightenment quickly and to remove the roots of afflictions of birth and death for all." Now, when the Buddha heard this, he calmly said to him, "You yourself should know by what practice you can establish a glorious Buddha land." I feel that when Dharmakara heard this statement, he was completely changed. He had thought that he himself, with his own wisdom and power, was going to quickly become a Buddha and save all beings. But when his teacher, Lokeshvararaja, said to him, almost in a scolding way or maybe a sarcastic way, he got the message through, though. He said, "You yourself should know." Dharmakara was really shaken up. Only then he became a humble Dharma student, ready to learn the teaching. And so at this then he said to the Buddha, "That is far too vast and deep for my comprehension. I sincerely ask you, world-honored one, to explain in detail the practices I need to know. After you teach me, I wish to practice according to your instructions and then be able to fulfill my aspirations." Can you see the difference between these two attitudes? It is always better to be a student than to be a teacher, to be one who is humble, who learns from others and expresses his gratitude. In other words, to be a person of Nembutsu. We all like to think that we are experts, and we don't fully understand our debt of gratitude to others. We think we are the teachers and discount the help we receive from others. But like Dharmakara Bodhisattva, we have to learn that it is only through the help of our teachers that we are able to receive wisdom and understanding, and it is only as students that we can truly hear the teaching. Thank you very much for listening to me. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.